Good morning, sunshine. Good morning, sunshine. It is a beautiful day today. Well, kind of. It feels like a beautiful day anyway. And we are going to talk about something that I think is just incredibly interesting, as well as your results on this thing. So I'm sure you already know I kind of gave you guys a preview before I even went live today. We talked about it in previous episodes where we're going to talk about the Myers-Briggs personality test, okay? I think you're going to be surprised when I tell you the story of this test. I mean, maybe you won't. I was shocked. I did some research on it as we kind of discussed that I was going to do. I already knew my personality type because I had already done the test myself. So, just so you know how it's going to work today, we're going to do our quick discussion of the story, and then we're going to talk about the different personality types, and then I'm going to open up for questions and answers. So be ready if you haven't taken the test yet. Sneak over and do it while we're talking. Just keep us in another tab or something. And it's 16personalities.com. All right, so let's get going. So, what I find to be really fascinating about this whole thing is that this test was actually developed by women. Who knew? I didn't know, but I'm excited to tell you that because it was a mother and daughter team named Katherine Briggs and Isabel Myers, mother and daughter. They are credited with creating it, the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator or MBTI test, which, as you probably know, is actually the most popular personality test in the world right now. Now, what I find, well, I want to say this too, more than 2 million people take this test every year, okay? And it is used in 26 countries for assessing employees, for students, soldiers, and even potential marriage partners. If we had only known, right? It is used in Fortune 500 companies, universities, self-improvement seminars, all that stuff, and wellness retreats. Wellness retreats. Ironic. Okay, anyway, the mother, Catherine, was born in 1875, and her daughter was born in 1897. And when the mother died in 1968, they almost forgot about the test, right? But then the daughter, she had codified, you know, gone through and created codes around each one. The test and the method of testing and categorizing personalities. Then she copyrighted this in 1943, right? So that was kind of before her mother died. But then in 1968, right after the mother died, a third woman named Catherine McCauley discovered the test, and she got together with Isabel and she helped make the test more professional so it could be used in professional operations, right? And then by 1980, when the daughter Isabel died, then the test popularity was just starting to take off. So she never got to see how incredibly popular this test would become, which sucks, but I found it incredibly interesting that women started this. And I'm not trying to say anything negative about men, but this was, in the 1800s and early 1900s when women didn't really have much of a voice. So I thought that was really cool, that they were two intellectuals, three if you count Mary, who really created this test that is so widely accepted in our society today and so widely used. Now it's a $2 billion industry, but of course they weren't in it for the money. The women who created the test, they actually believed that they had discovered a way to help people actually be happier, and also, of course, a way to make the workplace more efficient because then they could put people who were in different personality categories in jobs that would fit them best, which I think is incredible, right? And when I get to talking about the types, you'll see that it turns out I'm in the perfect job for myself as well. Anywho, the theory behind this is that there are 16 different kinds of people in the world, as opposed to two types, which was the original assumption. And each personality type reduces to a certain set of elements that we can take. Anyway, these elements are taken from four different binaries. And anyway, okay, so everyone then is either introverted or extroverted. They are sensing or intuitive. Now, sensing means relying on sense data. Intuitive means how we feel about things, right? Thinking or feeling, judging or perceiving. And then your score on the test is the combination of those four characteristics based on your answers. And there are like 93 questions, but it's really fast to take the test. It's widely used in different organizations, like we talked about, different HR departments, but it's also promoted as a means of self-discovery, which is why I'm so interested in it. And I really do believe that it can help you kind of discover yourself, right? Because it's interesting because it shows you, like, I always find it interesting when I'm able to look at something and go, oh my gosh, that really is me, right? Well, this is one of those things that worked like that for me. So what I'm going to do right now is really quickly, I'm going to go through the personality types with you, and then we're going to open up for discussion, okay? So I'm going to try to do this carefully. I'm going to try to share my screen with you. Bear with me. This is the first time I've done this live, so I might be doing it wrong. We'll find out. Let's see. Okay. I think I am doing it now. Okay, let me just double. Yeah, okay, so we are going to talk about each of these. So the analysts of the personality types are the architect. Let me scroll down a little bit here, if I can. This is from the 16 Personalities website, by the way, 16personalities.com. The architect would be the INTJ-A or INTJ-T. Now the A and the T mean assertive and turbulent. And what I found, which is interesting, is like my kids and I took the test and I showed up as assertive, my kids showed up as turbulent. And I think the reason is because as you mature and get older, and especially when you're an empath, you stop needing the drama as much, whereas kids kind of engage in the drama a little more until they get more mature, or unless they are narcissistic, in which case they never get over that. But my daughter originally tested as INFP, T, and now she tests as ENFPT, which I think shows growth as well. Okay, so these architects are imaginative and strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. And then also the logician, INTP, innovative inventors with an unquenchable thirst for knowledge. Love that. And then the commander, ENTJ, bold, imaginative, and strong-willed leaders, always finding a way or making one. Also good. Debaters, smart and curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. This is ENTP. And then I'm going to scroll down to the next category, if I can. Here we go. Diplomats. Okay, this is where I fall. Diplomats. We have the advocate, INFJ. And this is quiet and mystical, yet very inspiring and tireless idealist. This is where Lise falls, my fellow coach over at queenbeing.com. And then the mediator, INFPA, or T, poetic, kind, altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. This is where my son falls, and he's totally fits into that. He's also an empath. Protagonist, ENFJ, this is a charismatic and inspiring leader, able to mesmerize their listeners. And here's where I fall, the campaigner, which I think is interesting. I am ENFPA, and it's enthusiastic, creative, and sociable free spirits who can always find a reason to smile. Okay, moving on. scrolling right along, we have the Sentinels, the logistician, who is ISTJ, practical and fact-minded individuals whose reliability cannot be doubted. The defender, ISFJ, very dedicated and warm protectors, always ready to defend their loved ones. The executive, ESTJ, excellent administrators, unsurpassed at managing things or people. And then the consul, or the consul, extraordinarily caring, social, and popular people, always eager to help. Now, I'm going to just show you really quickly with my particular thing, my particular categorization, just really quick. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but if you do take this test and you go through this, there's so much interesting stuff here. They talk about the introduction. Well, the introduction just kind of gives you an overview, right? But then it talks about strengths and weaknesses, romantic relationships, friendships, parenthood, career paths, workplace habits, conclusion. And the thing is, truly, if you go through and you read this, you will see it is me. I mean, if you know me well enough, it's very, 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 very accurate for me. And so I find it very interesting. Hey, sorry for that. All right. back to where we were. Okay, I'm just going to say hello to everybody, and then I'd like to know what your personality type is and what you think about all this stuff and how you feel about this whole deal. All right. Hello, Khan. Hello, Maura. Good morning. Life's Revival. Hey, I'm good. How are you? Thank you. I'm loving your little badge today. Thank you for being a member of my channel. Deb, hello. Madison, same to you. Love the badge. Thanks for being a member. Maura is ENFJT. Okay, whoop. ENFJT, the protagonist. Okay. It kind of surprises me. I could see a lot of the ENFJ, but I'm not sure about the T. Okay. Khan is INFJ, which I hear is one of the most, we have another INFJ. I hear is one of the most uncommon, but I see a lot of those in our little spanily. Tara says, you're awesome. Thank you. Nika is INFJ in the house, right on. Is that Nika? Sorry about that. Tara says, I'm going through it. I hear you, honey. Ella Advocate in the house. Hello. And oh, liking the lipstick. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Samantha Lee is INFJ. Kimberly is INFJ also. And she says, I tested when I was studying elementary education. I wonder if we're more prone to getting together with toxic people. I think that's possible. But let me say this. Maybe this will help. I'm actually thinking about doing maybe a Saturday video about, or an extra video about narcissists and what they look like on the 16 personality scale of the MBTI. Let me know. One second. Ooh. Let me know in the chat right now. Say yes if you want to see that. Say no if you don't, because I don't want to make it if you don't want to watch it. If you're interested in knowing where narcissists fall on that scale and how they look in various personality types. All right. So in the chat, yes or no? Yes, I want to see that. No, I don't. Either way is fine. I just want to know. All right, let's see here. But Kimberly, I wonder that same thing because I do see a lot of INFJs in our spanily. So it's possible. And I would say that prior to my recovery, I may have been closer to that end because my recovery caused me to really grow as a person and really sort of come out of my shell and sort of, I kind of got a new perspective on things, and I really learned to stop trying to control the things around me that I couldn't control. So maybe, I don't know. All right. Yay, Mo Cowboy in the house. J-Cat says, I am INFJT, right? A and T. Oh, both. Okay, interesting. Deborah says, hi, I'm glad to be here. Hey, Deborah, happy to have you. Bonnie says, I got the campaigner. That's the same as me. What's up, Bonnie? That means that you and I are more similar than we do. Tara says, vibration, it also increases the universe, creates the universe, indeed. Morning Mo Cowboy says, Bonnie, lots of INFJs, says J-Cat. Yep, indeed. Mo Cowboy says, howdy, everyone. Howdy, Ms. Bonnie. I'm loving the cowboy thing. I know you, Mo Cowboy, but I think that's cute the way you say howdy to everybody. Let's see, Elliot. Hello, Elliot. I am well. How are you? Maura says, funny, my E was just 53%, so I'm kind of E. And I, yeah, same, yep. Mo Cowboy says he's also INFJ. Are INFJs one of toxic people's most favorite snacks? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a poll on that and find out, really, how many of us are INFJs. That's very interesting that so many of you are. Let's see. Bonnie's letters would be ENFP. I don't know if she's T or A, but let's see. Tara says, what about perception, intention, illusion, distraction? Those are valid questions, valid point. The perception is the E is for extroverted or introverted. The E or the I. So, well, anyway, I already went through that, but okay. Okay. Bonnie thought that was hilarious. Yeah, it is. I thought campaigner was a weird name for us too, Bonnie. But I thought that it would. But when I read it, it was me. I don't see myself as a campaigner by any means. But I certainly fit into everything else that it said. Ooh, Karina got the wizard. That's awesome. Hey, Jen Archer. Hey, it's good to see you, my friend. Happy day indeed. And Jen is an INFPA. So you're just like me, except a little bit more introverted. That's awesome. Nika says, this is awesome. I've never been around so many INFJs, at least that I know about. That is actually incredibly interesting. And I found, Mo Cowboy says, I found Ross Rosenberg's human magnet syndrome fascinating in the small percentage of full-blown personality disordered finding and targeting rare personality types. Yeah, I'm going to look into this a little deeper because I do think there might be something. We have so many INFJs in our little spanily. I certainly can see it. Yeah. And here we have another one. Deborah Kahn. Lorian says, I can't see or hear the live stream. I'm sorry, Lorian. I hope you can see it now. Mallory says, I'm going to call you Mel. Says to Jen, what's the A that is assertive or turbulent? And we kind of talked about that already. We have an INFP here, INFPT. Yep. Bonnie got the campaigner. Hey, Tara with the XOs. Big hugs and love to you, my friend. Maura says to Mo Cowboy, I can see that. I am ENFJ with a cusp on INFJ. Yeah. One thing I found interesting. Hello, Jillian. Okay. One thing I found interesting was that the J stands for judging and the P stands for perceiving. And I do think I was probably closer to a J, like I said, in my younger years. And I was definitely more, maybe closer to the introverted side as well. But the perception thing I find interesting because I think what has happened to me is because of what I went through, especially in my marriage, less in childhood. Childhood really messed me up, and I didn't really heal from that until after the marriage, and then I healed all together. The perceiving, it kind of, from what I understand, means just kind of taking everything in, whereas the judging means like making, you know, not judging like we judge other people or whatever, but making us, you know, making conclusions about things around you, you know, and whereas like, and being specific in your beliefs and things like that. And while I know what my beliefs are, I'm always open to be wrong, right? So what I mean is I really am content to wander, like intellectually speaking, and wonder, as in being curious about. I have been, over the years, I've had some deep set beliefs and they have been proven wrong to me on various levels, right? Some of those coming from growing up with a narcissist, some of them coming from being married to one, some of them from my own darn head, you know? But I did have to re-examine everything I believed to be true when I recognized what I was dealing with. And so that I think may have caused me to step back mentally and go, okay, well, I really don't know everything. I really don't think any of us do. I think nobody does. So I needed to be able to be open to the possibility of change. And I think that's where that may have come from for me. I'm not sure. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that if you are interested in telling me. Let's see here. Robin says, I believe that like attracts like and that opposites attract. So INFJs are empaths, so they tend to attract narcissists. And I think there's something possibly to that. Jody says, I'm not sure if my live chat is working. Can you let me know if you receive this? Yes. Hi, Jody. I see you. Mallory says, I'll watch later. Yeah, I'm really sorry about the moment where I had the issue with the screen. I couldn't figure it out. It's new. Tara says, do you believe horoscope has anything to do with it? I'm kind of in the air on horoscopes. I mean, I think that there is some, I'm a Pisces and I feel like I kind of fit into the Pisces, you know, mold a little bit, but at the same time, I know some Leos who are totally introverted. And if you know astrology, you know, Leos are usually the ones that are out there doing their thing. So, personally, I don't believe that astrology has anything to do with it. I mean, certainly you could make certain correlations if you wanted to, I'm sure. But in fact, if you want, I could do a study on that and find out. But I've done a study on types of narcissists and astrology and found no major correlation. I mean, there were a couple that stuck out. And if you are interested in that, you can type in my name and astrology narcissism, and you'll see it here on YouTube because I did a whole video about it. But no, I don't believe horoscope has anything to do with it per se. Deborah is INFJ. Thank you for the encouragement, Tara. Jillian, thank you. I love you too. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being here. It means the world to me. Oop, I lost my spot. Darn it. It's like a tradition around here, y'all. Okay, let's see. Okay, so here we have lots of pretty colors on the screen indeed. Let me get back where I was. Okay, I think I'm here. Yep, okay. Robin says, oh, wow, I never realized you were ENFP. So, Robin, tell me in the chat, what does that mean to you? Does it mean that I'm different in a bad way or a good way? It's okay to say either way. I'm open to discussion. Earth Warrior, also INFJ. Morris says to Jillian, can you believe that I tried to get a motion on my soul right to get a passport so my girl could go to parents and was denied? Yeah, Mora, unbelievable. Yeah, I remember you telling us about that. Victoria in Albuquerque, I hope you can hear better now or see better now. Tara Mo Cowboy says it's hard not to discover through living life that everything is connected, varying degrees of connectedness. I agree. Yes. Tara, thank you again for your kind encouragement. It means so much. I know a few people left when I was going through that. I'm sorry about that, but maybe they'll come back. Hey, life is a journey. Welcome back. Jody says, hey, hi, Angie. Love you. Thank you for helping with my sanity. Well, thank you for being here and thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. That means a lot to me. Tara says there's no easy way. Yeah. Life is a Journey says at my job, I have a narcissist supervisor who discriminated against me for being an introvert. Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah, there are narcissists will pick on you for anything, as we all know. I mean, they don't have limits. It could be. And honestly, if you had been an extrovert, he or she probably would have been threatened by you in general. So Cookie Monster says, I've gotten a couple of different results from this test, probably the difference in whether I had cookies or not before the test. Thank you. I needed that. Oh, good morning, U and A. She is an INFJT. Yes, indeed. Jedi Leah Ray says, anyone else INFPT? Well, my son and my daughter previously. Not that that matters, but there it is. Tara says, stop saying terrible in wrong way. Oh, sorry. Okay. Robin says, however, personality psych more determines than your personality doesn't change. However, personality psych more determines that your personality doesn't change. So you either are or aren't a personality. Interesting. I think your personality does change. My personality certainly changed as I got older and learned more things about the world. And like I said, my daughter, her personality changed. I mean, she's only 12 now, but she just recently retook the test and found herself in the E category. But like me, she was kind of, you know, right in the middle. So I think she was 48% E before. Now she's 51% or something like that. So lots of pretty colors on the screen. Oh, Mandy says, thank you for your Shine Buzz emails. I'm so glad that you like those. Thank you so much. Thriver says, I'm an entertainer. It makes lots of sense. Oh, there you go. Right on. Kaden is mediator, INFP. Lorian says, is there any way to fix the streaming problem? Is anybody, I mean, some of you are obviously hearing me and seeing me. I don't know what the problem is. I hope it's okay. I hope YouTube isn't beating me up over here. UNA says, I don't usually put a lot of stock in these descriptions and Frank James videos are uncannily me to a T. Yeah, I don't usually put a lot of stock in stuff like this either. And listen, honestly, it's not a huge deal. If it doesn't fit you, so what? It's not like this test means, I mean, it doesn't really mean anything, but the thing I like about it is that, well, like I said, my thing, I answered as honestly as I could stand to answer, you know what I mean? As honestly as I could. And I really see myself in the description, you know? And so I think that's, for me, it worked out. Yeah. Okay. All right. So here we go with the narcissist vote. So we have mostly yeses. Yes, 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 yes. Okay. Yes, I will do that. And I will try to make it like a Saturday or an extra. I'm not going to make it a Shine Buzz video because Shine Buzz videos are not about narcissists. They're about y'all and me, survivors, thrivers, you know, and healing and doing better and feeling good. So we will definitely not make that video about, we will not make it a Shine Buzz, but we will make it an extra video because I think it's interesting. And yeah, okay. Thank you for voting. Let's see. Yeah, Maura says, I think my tea was on the cusp too. Indeed. Yeah. And she, but she can't find it. E-Rock says, hi, Angie. Hi, everyone. Hello, E-Rock. Welcome back, my friend. Tara says, that's right. yeah, Maura, it is a terrible situation. Kimberly says, thank you for your insight. Well, my pleasure. I hope it's helpful. Jillian has to go to work. Have a lovely day, my friend. We are so glad that you popped in with us. Mandy said, Angie and all you guys, is it normal after 2 years? Is it normal after 2 years since I broke it off? I'm still exhausted and find it difficult to really live. Now, Mandy, this to me says that you need to focus more on healing intentionally. And I have to ask you, have you ever gone through the grieving process? And the reason I say that is because what I see with people is that when it first happens, you first, you know, end the relationship, however it ends, you're spinning and you're spinning and you feel like you're in limbo for a while, you know. And then some people move into intentional healing, they go through the grieving process, and then they start to do better. A lot of people, and I did the same thing, so I'm not judging, trust me. I went through this thing where I had to, like, I had a little baby. He was 16 months old. I was suddenly a single mom. I was scared to death, and I had to get through it. And so I didn't take the time to mourn properly. I didn't take the time to grieve the relationship. And so what I did instead is I shoved it all down, and then I just tried to heal from the outside. Well, that didn't work as well as I would hope, but I tried it. It was not right, and I did end up feeling just like you feel. And then when I realized what I had been dealing with, I went through the whole process more properly. I allowed myself to mourn and grieve and rethink my whole life and all that. Well, when I did that, then I was okay. So maybe, Mandy, maybe that's something that would help you, is if you go through an intentional grieving process. I'm actually working on some material about that. I've worked on with several clients on a focused grief situation where I kind of helped them over the course of a week or a weekend, depending on their situation and their budget. But I'm trying to make I'm trying to create something that's more available that you could do by yourself for free or for really reduced pricing. So I'm working on that. But yes, I think it's not abnormal, but I think that if you take the time to go through that process and really work on not only going through your own feelings, but, you know, but also grieving what you thought you had as opposed to what you actually had, and grieving that time in your life, and then moving forward in a healthier way with, it's a whole process, but yes, that's what I would say. And in the meantime, I would work on, you know, making sure that you're drinking enough water, you're getting enough, sleep. That's a big deal, that you're eating, you know, healthy foods that feel right for your body. I'm certainly not a doctor, so talk to your own doctor about those things, but, you know, taking care of your basic needs will help a lot too. Okay. Okay, Maura, shout out to the Mod Squad. Yes, shout out to beautiful, amazing people in the Mod Squad. Thank you for being here. C is a protagonist in Texas. Welcome back, my friend. Maura says, campaigning for truth and peace. Indeed. Thriver is ESFPT, and Robin is ENFJT. So yeah, Robin, we're very close. Very close. She said, I've taken this multiple times, and the result is always the same. Surprising, I'm still heavy on the E as I've isolated so much as I heal. Yeah, but you're still who you are. You know what I mean? And so, like, there is, I certainly think that people can develop personality qualities. But, you know, I think that part of your healing, yeah, isolation is normal. Here's something interesting, by the way. As I show up as an E, right? But I also have a very introverted side. And so it just kind of depends on how I'm feeling that day and whatever. And of course, it's a lot, you know, it seems really hard to sit in front of a camera and talk to people, but it's, you know, I'm literally sitting here in my office in my studio alone. There's nobody here. So it's a little different somehow. But I do okay in social situations, but if it's too crowded, I feel like I can't breathe, I have to leave, or I have to, you know, as quickly as possible get out of the situation. I do fine with talking to strangers, I talk to just anybody, I don't care, but at the same time, if I'm like in the wrong mood or if I'm having a bad day, I'm probably just going to be looking at the floor, not really talking to anybody and hoping nobody notices me, you know? So I think we all have our days, is what I'm saying. Yeah. Kayla says, okay, this is kind of odd, but I live in a house where men and women are friends. with my boyfriend, and all of them, knowing or not, have suffered from narcissistic abuse. I get that. I've seen that a lot. Yep. And have you talked to them about it, Kayla? Have you told them what they're going through? Jillian says, I think for the intuitive side of us, narcissists play into that, and they falsely portray themselves so that our intuition picks up a lie. Absolutely. This is true. And I'll tell you something. What I find very interesting about that is that this is exactly why so many of us are angry at ourselves. We find that we've been with a narcissist because we literally don't sense that there's something wrong, because when they say those lies to us, when they say, oh my gosh, you're my soulmate, or, you know, where have you been all my life, all the love bombing things that they say, well, we don't catch it, because in the moment that they're saying those things, very often they're telling the truth. They really believe what they're saying, but their emotional intelligence is similar to that of like anywhere from a toddler to a 12-year-old is what I've seen, maybe up to 15 or 17 for certain ones. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right, 100%. Sam says, hello, everyone. I'm ESFPT. Now, that is unusual, and that's pretty cool. Thank you for sharing that, Sam. Lorian says, to Mo Cowboy, it hasn't helped. It's odd. I've never had any problems till recently. Have you guys changed tech recently? No, I'm using the same thing, Lorian, that I've been using for, I think I've had this laptop for over a year now, and this camera is probably the same one I've had for that amount of time as well. I don't think I've changed anything. More has to go. Okay. Yes. Okay. E-Rock says, question. It's the anniversary of my sister's death. I'm so sorry. I'm right back there, 7 years ago. Actually, don't know if I ever grieved properly. Never got an answer as to how it happened. Oh my gosh. How do you deal with something like that? You know, E-Rock, I think similar to what I was saying earlier, it's you've got to go through a process. Now, in this situation, not getting an answer, in some ways, it almost resembles a relationship with a narcissist, because not having an answer means no closure, right? And it's different, of course, but if you're still struggling that way, maybe you should take some time, maybe today, to think about your sister and grieve your sister's loss. And, you know, I don't know the whole story. I wish I did. But feel free to email me links if you want, or the story itself. I'd be happy to look into that, but I'm really sorry that happened. But yeah, I would say intentionally allowing yourself to feel what happened, allowing yourself to cry if you need to cry or go through that process. And also, I would, being the nerd that I am, I would be investigating as much as you can, but I don't know the story, so I don't know all of that. How do you deal with something like that? Unfortunately, you just must deal, and you figure out a way to create your own closure. So if you had unfinished business or things you wish you had said to your sister, one really good way to do that is to write a letter to her. If you think that she was in some way, if her life had been compromised by or taken by someone else, maybe you want to write a letter to that person, even if you don't know who they are, dear, whoever, or not dear, but to whom it may concern, kind of thing, but say all the feelings you have to say. But ultimately, you have to grieve her, and you have to go through the whole, all the grief steps, and then you have to be able to move forward. And if you haven't done that, which I'm guessing you haven't, because you never really got the chance to grieve, and that happens when we don't know what happened, right? Yeah, it's very hard, and I'm so sorry, E-Rock. Ronnie is ENFJA. Hey, I think we're on a similar level. I'm ENFPA. Robin says, INFJs are the toxic person snack because they live for healing. We're like the ultimate empath. Tara says, yeah, magnetism. I thought I had a butt magnet stuck in my question mark. I think I'm misunderstanding that one. Conspiracy says, I missed the chat. Dang it. No, you're here. It's cool. Here we are. What's up? Eva says, hello. Hello, Eva. Welcome back. Jen says, I think I'm almost 50-50. Yeah, same. I'm the same. I'm like 52 and 48 or something like that. Yeah. Triple Gemini says, I'm sorry. What are you sorry for? Don't be sorry. C says ENFJA and ENFJT both. That's interesting. I've never seen that before. I guess maybe if you took it multiple times, then you could maybe, yeah. E-Rock says, I took the test and did not score INFJ because there are so many INFJs, I felt like something was wrong with me or that I'm not an empath like I thought I was or whatever. No, I am ENFP and I'm definitely an empath. Painfully so sometimes. So no, it's not you, trust me. Robin Thomas says it doesn't work like that. Your personality doesn't change. Well, my personality did change. I'm just saying. Triple Gemini says, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Right on. Which is apparently the things you're supposed to say when you're going through the grieving process. And I actually am familiar with that a little bit. Chelsea Wall says, I need prayers. I'm trying to break away from being trauma bonded to my narcissist husband and move forward in to try for the third attempt to file, oh my gosh, for a protection order and to press charges. I'm trying to see the rest of her. And if I can and be prepared this time in court, make sure the judge will grant it. He won't fool me this time, and this time I will have every piece of evidence I have. Chelsea, this is a weird question, but are you the Chelsea Wall that I know in person? Can you let me know? Okay. It's not a very common name. Combination. So if you aren't, that's cool. But if you are, maybe just tell me. I'm interested in knowing. Okay. Your percentages can change, but your personality doesn't. Well, I agree with that, Robin. But for me, the percentage changes, bumped me from I to E, I'm thinking. The percentages are certainly would change the letters, right? Okay. Conspiracy says, I need your help on this. Ex-BFF's daughter punched me, and now I'm made out to be the bad guy. Should I avoid my grandbaby now, or should I beat her up? Just kidding. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. I would not avoid the grandbaby. I don't know how you can apologize for someone punching you. I don't know the whole story. Can you give me some more information so I understand what happened? Tara says, we probably don't want to know everything. Darn right. Darn right. Jedi says, mine is mediator, which confused me, and I'm turbulent, but basically everything I read, I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. Right? I know. It's crazy. Ruth says, opposites attract because they need each other. Look, and in some cases, that's healthy, right? Because let me say this to you. I am creative and all blah 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 blah, but I'm not organized by nature. I am one of the if you read the description at all, I'm one of the people who starts projects really well and gets excited about new things and then wanders off and does other things. That's me. But I have people on my team. In this case, I'm talking mostly about Melina, my business manager / best friend in the world, and we like fit together like a puzzle. She is the most organized person I've ever met. She can just, I'm like, I don't know, what to, I'm falling behind on a project. She's like, all right, I got this. We're going to put this on your calendar. We're going to do it like this. Da, da, da. She helps me stay on track. So, and at the same time, I help her with sometimes, here's a creative idea for your this, or here's something you can do with that or whatever. So it kind of works out really well. We are almost perfect together as friends and also co-workers, but there are situations, of course, where you have unhealthy matchups like that, where it would be a good thing if somebody wasn't a narcissist, So I agree with you on that, Ruth. Now, this is interesting. JCat says, I find I don't listen to Original Instinct, and over time I find I was right. Now, this is interesting because I see this, There was a time in my life when I felt I needed to not follow my intuition, but it wasn't my intuition. It was my programming. There's a difference. So when you learn to sort of deprogram yourself from what you went through, then you can learn to follow your intuition. But when you're in a situation where your programming is causing you to make choices, then you're doing the right thing, I guess, by going against original instinct. Tell me your thoughts. Jen said, yeah, I had to rethink everything I know too. Yep, I know, girl. Now, where was I? My thing just Did the thing again. Hey, Christina, welcome, and thanks for being a member of my channel. She said, thank you, more of this. Absolutely. I'm trying to get back to where I was, guys. Okay, here we go. All right. E-Rock, we took that one. Okay. Jen, had to rethink everything. Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, Mandy, totally. Empaths, indeed, my friend. Mandy is also a Pisces, yeah. E-Rock says, I'll probably take the test again at some point. Yeah, and honestly, I think that we should take it throughout our lives. Like I said, if I had taken the test as a teenager, I probably would have showed up way differently than I do today. But again, it's not about my personality changing. It's about maturity, growing and recognizing things that I didn't see before. You know what I mean? So certainly my base personality is still there. I'm a creative nerd. You know, I have all these crazy ideas in my head all the time that come up with, I come up with some really fun, cool stuff with it though, you know? But yeah, totally, totally. Robin says their sun and moon signs and stuff could be where they are, perhaps. Jen is also an empath. Mandy says, well, I keep away from Scorpios. Scorpios, they can say out of the blue nasty things. For sure. But like my 12-year-old daughter is a Scorpio and she's all right. I'll tell you this. She's definitely that person who will say whatever she thinks. That can be rough sometimes. But it's good to know she's honest. I don't really think she's a narcissist. She's a very sweet person, but definitely more forward than I've ever been in my life. She's got more confidence in her little finger than I think I'll ever have in my life, and I'm grateful for that. E-Rock says, E-Rock says, I'm a Leo. People have ideas about Leos, and sometimes I get the, oh, you're a Leo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know Leos who are very much introverted, and I also know Leos who are the typical Leos. I just think it's a 50-50, 50-50 thing. Conspiracy says, I am definitely INFJ. Yep. Bonnie Jedi says, my cat loves moths. Indeed. Kimberly says, maybe INFJ is a sort of corner that you're backed into by toxic people. Ooh, maybe it's a... This is an interesting theory, Kimberly. She says, maybe INFJ is a sort of corner that you're backed into by toxic people. And maybe it's a less involved personality type. Now, that is interesting. That is very interesting because I'll tell you something. I have wondered that same thing. Like, I know for sure my personality was formed or affected by the toxic people in my life. And then when I got away from them, here I came. Oh! So that's actually, I think you're onto something, Kimberly. Ruth likes my fuzzy pink chair. Thank you. I like it too. less evolved. Oh, there you go. Okay, I'm not gonna, I will not be able to agree with that because I don't want to offend anyone. I know some very, very evolved INFJs, but I definitely know that for me, evolving put me in a different place. So I'll just leave it at that, and that's all I'm gonna say because I don't believe that it's just, I think some people are just naturally introverts and some people naturally aren't, and I think we all have probably tendencies that fall on both sides of all of those characteristics, right? It just depends on how far over, you know, anyway. Okay. And if you do take that test, it will go through and it will actually give you personalized results. So if you take the time to do it, it will actually show you, you know, for example, when I first took it, it gave me a very personalized, outside of the regular description, it gave me a really personalized result based on my actual score, which I thought was cool because again, I'm kind of in the middle on the E and I part. Okay. UNA says, I've never put much stock in horoscopes, but I'm a Sagittarius. Yeah. Triple Gemini says, knowing your worth and truly loving yourself is the best way to keep narcissists away. 100%. Because when you put up a boundary with a narcissist and you don't allow them to jump over it or step on it or crush through it, they're like, oh, what? Bye. Truly, try it. You'll see. you're absolutely right. If you have enough respect for yourself and love for yourself and self-worth knowledge, you know, because you are worthy as you are in this moment, but we don't always know it, right? So if you when you learn that and you recognize, oh my gosh, I'm really a pretty cool person. I'm not that bad, you know, and then you start to put up boundaries, you will notice toxic people fleeing from you eventually. They will get mad at you or they will just stop talking to you. They will get bored and wander off and torture someone else if you don't allow them to torture you. It's the whole thing, really. You're absolutely right. Conspiracy says, yeah, Robin, my personality has changed since the abuse. Mine certainly did as I grew and matured. Absolutely. Caden says, I find that hypothesis about the P acronym. Interesting. She said, I took the personality test when I was figuring out my identity. Caden, I'm just realizing I might have been calling you a she when you're a he, and I'm sorry about that. I can't really see the pictures very well on the screen, and Caden is kind of a both ways name, so I'm gonna call you they maybe for now because you're non-binary. Okay. Caden, now how do you feel about that now? Tell me more about that. What do you think about the P thing? Has your mind changed since switching, since figuring out your gender identity? Did something change for you? Or like, I want to know more about your thoughts on that. I'd love to know more than that. Yeah, Bonnie agrees with Triple Gemini that it's really all about knowing your worth and truly loving yourself. And so do I, 100%, to keep the narcissist away. Absolutely. Jedi says, I don't know. He goes crazy. Oh, talking about moths. Yeah, cats are silly. Yeah, E-Rock, I get that from you. I get that sense from you that you're not a typical Leo for sure. And what is typical anyway? You know what I'm saying? That's just a stereotype. UNA says, I was born in the year of dragon, if that matters. Ooh, that's cool. I think I was born in the year of the hare. Bunny. Whatever. Actually, I find that interesting too, but I find that the Chinese astrology doesn't match up as much to me as I would think. But, you know, if you really look at Chinese astrology, a lot of it is very general, you know. So I don't know. I'm not an expert in any of the astrology things, so let me just... Jen says hers changed from INFJ to INFP, right? And see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think there's something to that. And the Brooklyn Way agrees that, or disagrees with the idea that personality doesn't change, and agrees that it does change. Heal trauma, that's change. Yes, 100%. 100%. Personal evolution, you know, growing, changing who you are, changing your... Look, when you have to rethink everything you thought was true in your life, you almost have to change, right? I mean, you almost have to. If I had stayed in that place where I just kept believing the lies I was telling myself that from all of the years of abuse, I can't imagine where I'd be today, but I certainly wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now. I promise you that. I'd probably be working some stupid cubicle job that I was miserable in. And, you know, anyway, I feel really, really blessed to be able to do what I do because I'm able to connect with people like myself. I'm able to help people to, you know, recognize things they didn't know before. And now hopefully I can help take it to the next level. And I think this is a beautiful thing. Anyway, Tracy says, I am INFP too. It is not a bad one unless we see someone getting hurt to where we explode. Okay, that makes sense. Tara says, why do we keep going to the same type do we secretly like? Why do we keep on going to the same type do we secretly like? I don't know. That's a good question. E-Rock says, I think that's what I got. Tiki Man, hello, cool name, says, is it possible for a narcissist to have targeted empathy? I ask because my narcissist does seem to show affection for her daughter, but no one else. Yes, absolutely. Yes. And here's the thing, Tiki Man. Narcissists, when I say that narcissists have no empathy, what I mean is they don't feel it, right? They don't feel it. So they might be aware of it, but they don't act on it. They might be aware of this person's sad or that person's angry or whatever, but they don't act based on how that person feels. Now, when it comes to a child, very often I would be interested to know how old that daughter is, right? Because what I've seen with children of narcissists is that as long as the child's well behaved and does whatever mom or dad says, they're cool. When the child starts to have their own opinion, own personality separate from the parent, then it becomes a battle, right? But if the child is young enough, certainly she might be totally into her because they see children as an extension of themselves. And so it's not really until the child starts showing their own identity separate from the parent, which not all children do, But most children will at some point say, you know, I'm different than you, mom or dad. And when that happens, that's when the BS flares up. So, but some of them are so codependent by the time they're old enough to have opinions that they just, you know, parrot the opinions of their children. Unfortunately for me, I didn't do that. And that ended up getting me in a lot of trouble as a child, but it works fine. It actually works okay, because now I really know, okay, this is really who I am, and I'm okay with that, you know. Anyway, Jen said she could see me just fine. Thank you. Christina, thank you for being a member. She says, thank you, more of this. I love that, and I love your emojis. Okay. Robin says to me, ENFP is the highest compatible MBTI type to INFJ, and you're also the shadow of the INFJ in what's considered the four sides of the mind. Robin, this is so interesting. I would love to hear you say more things about this. Maybe if you're really well studied on this and you'd like to maybe come on a live with me one day and talk about it, that would be awesome. Fermented Cupcake, cool name. Hello. Conspiracy says, especially if you believe in Jesus the way I do. The Lord tells me I'm learning and growing in Him until death. Well, right on. Good for you. JCat says, I am so glad that I took this test. It helps me to accept myself and not fight who I am. Oh, that is a beautiful thing, because you know what? I don't know about you guys, but growing up, I fought who I was really hard. And maybe that's why I would have tested differently at that time. But I was told, you're supposed to be this. And I was not that. And it was bad, because I spent my whole childhood thinking, why can't I be that? Instead of going, yay, I'm this over here. It wasn't until I was 35 years old that I figured out it was okay to be this over here and not that over there. You understand what I mean? As what I mean is what I actually am as opposed to what they wanted me to be. Two different things, you know. If we're talking astrology, I was the only water sign in a house full of fire signs. Just saying. All right. Let's see here. But I love what JCat said. I'm so glad I took this test. It helps me to accept myself and not fight who I am. And that's what we are all trying to do, right? We're trying to accept who we are, be totally cool with that, and not fight it. And JCat, I don't know if you've heard me talk about this before, but that's really like one of the things you can do for yourself in recovery is to accept who you are. For example, yes, I have the E in my, you know, ENFP thing, but there is a part of me that's I. And so what I find is that when I get overwhelmed, when I go out in crowds, when people, you know, even just this discussion here, I will have to take a few minutes by myself to breathe and calm down afterward. Not because I'm upset in any way, but because there, it takes a certain amount of energy for me to be able to sit here and, you know, talk to you guys. And like when it happened that I couldn't figure out how to freaking stop showing the computer, well, then I felt anxious and nervous and embarrassed, you know, and so, you know, that's a little bit of energy that I might have to recoup before I do the next thing today. You know what I mean? And that's okay. My point is, I make allowances for myself, right? Because I know that I need 1 hour a day by myself with nobody talking to me and nobody needing me. And no, you know, I just need to like stare at the wall or write or whatever, just something for myself. Then I take that time. And by doing that, I've made allowances for my introverted side. And I've given my empath self time to recharge, you know. And if I didn't do that, I would probably not be as calm as I can be sometimes. You know, I would probably not feel as at peace with myself in any given moment. You understand what I mean? So yes, absolutely. Accept yourself. Don't fight who you are. Make allowances for who you are in your life. Give yourself little exceptions, little, you know, because who else is going to do it? You know what I mean? Like if you find that going to work every day stresses you out, get up an hour earlier and spend some time relaxing before you go to work. I mean, little things, you know what I mean? Okay. I love that. Triple Gemini says to Tara, and I'm not sure what we're responding to here, but most likely it's familiar and you're addicted. And I think there's, oh, we're talking about the 2 years thing. Yeah, totally feel that. But it's trauma bonding. It's not addiction like in the traditional sense, but it is addiction. And it's the same part of the brain that is affected by addiction. I won't go into all that right now, but you can check my videos out on that trauma bonding stuff. I went into a lot of detail there. Brooklyn says, I took it again and got a different result. I think that is because what I did for my career versus how I am in my personal life. And you know what? You're probably right. If you took it from the perspective of somebody who's, you know, working as opposed to somebody who's existing and living it, I get that. Yeah. Mo Cowboy says, we're talking more about the cats and the grasshoppers and the moths and whatnot. They're cookies. I love you guys. You're so funny. Jedi says, I'm glad you shared the link to the personality quiz. I thought it was cool and I'd never heard of it. Yeah, it's really cool, right? And it's free, which I thought was really awesome. Bonnie, see, Bonnie, we are the same personality type. She also loves the name Fermented Cupcake. Oh, you guys are great. Yeah, yep, Tara, we always forget ourselves. Yep, we sure do. Serial killers are on the cusps. Oh, interesting. You know, I actually thought one time, could I ever do that? Could I ever, you know, take anyone's, I could never take anyone's life. I realize it's not my right to do that. And I think most humans realize that, but I guess serial killers, not so much. Kimberly says to Tiki Man, I think sometimes they have favorite people, especially if they have borderline traits. Well, sure. And again, if they are truly a narcissist, they see that person as an extension of themselves when we're talking about their children. Mandy says, now that I'm older, I'm less extroverted to protect myself. In the past, I was saying to everyone how I felt, and a lot of people can use that later against you. So be careful if you put it out there. You know what? You're right. You're right. I'll tell you something, Mandy. I also told people my feelings growing up. And in fact, I did it for a long time. And now I kind of share my feelings with you guys, but I don't, these are things that happened. I mean, a lot of the stuff that I have dealt with happened in the past. What I'm dealing with now is just trying to move forward and evolve, but you certainly aren't hearing about like most of my daily issues or I'm annoyed with that person or whatever, because that's not something that I think is, number one, I don't want to give it any power. And number two, you're right. People can use stuff against you sometimes. Yeah, smart. But I get that. And I could see being less extroverted to protect yourself. When I say I'm extroverted, it just means I'll talk to anybody. And that doesn't mean I'll tell them my whole life story. In fact, I recommend to everybody, when you first meet a new person, you don't tell them all the things. Because if you do tell them all the things, then they're going to know exactly, like you said, what to use against you if they turn out to be toxic. But certainly, you know, small talk and basic conversation, you know, I'll talk to everybody. I don't care. I'll talk to people in the grocery store. I'll talk to people. It doesn't matter. And I think, you know, somehow it makes me more at ease if I'm aware. Like if somebody's sitting next to me, I'm not going to not say hello to them. You know, for example, my children had a band concert the other day and I was sitting there and this older lady was sitting kind of right up behind me and she started talking to me and I ended up talking to her for like 20 minutes before the band concert started. And it was great. We had a good conversation and, you know, she was only there because she likes music. She didn't even have anybody in the band. So I said, that's my son and that's my daughter. And then she had somebody to look at. So it worked out nice. Let's see here. Jen, also a member and mod squad. Love juice. Love you. Love you. Sorry, I didn't. Jedi says, Mo Cowboy. Yes, exactly. Tara says, grow a pair. I don't know what that is in reference to. Jedi Frogmaster, hello. Welcome back. E-Rock says, I'm on my phone and seeing and hearing you just fine. Thank you. Trachi says, as far as MBTI, your personality, it can change, especially if your indicator is near a center line. That's what I was saying. Like a balance control on a stereo, if it is near the center, a small shift can change to left or right. Absolutely agreed. Absolutely. And Mandy, it is my pleasure. Thank you. Jillian says, it took me a couple of years, probably three, and I'm just starting to feel like my old self again. Still not quite there sometimes. For some of us, it takes a long time. And that is the truth. But like I said, you can always, you know, move, you can always kind of go forward together. You can always improve. I don't know what the together thing is. I'm losing it. You can always improve or change depending on your personal situation and personal evolution and things like that. Healing, big deal. Yes. Okay. I'm losing my train of thought. I'm so sorry, guys. Hey, Katrina, welcome back. Bonnie says, I have a lot of trouble sleeping and staying asleep. Bonnie, that is something that you probably need to work on. It could be a matter of just getting more routine with your sleep. It could be a matter of you need some kind of like white noise in the background. I have an Alexa sometimes that tells me stories or reads me books as I'm going to sleep. whatever it is for you, there are the 4-7-8 technique. I did a video on that a long time back. It'll help you get to sleep. Staying asleep is hard. I have to admit that I wake up several times during the night, but usually because I have to be. But yeah, Triple Gemini, it stems all back to your childhood. Jillian says, work is emotionally draining, and also I think it slows down the process of healing. If you're stuck in a helping profession, you're stuck, and you have to always find ways to heal around it. Just me, though. No, she's right, and she's an attorney, so she really does know what she's talking about there. My result is my YouTube name is in my YouTube name. E-L-L. Oh, advocate. Right on. Right on. Very cool. Tara says, wisdom 101 for dummies. Conspiracy says, I feel like my man died. I really feel like my man was replaced by this one. What I fail to realize is he's been this way all along, 20 years of my life. Look, that's what I was talking about. Because we were sold one thing, right? And then we ended up with another thing. You know, they told us, I'm this amazing person. And you're like, yes, that's my person. That's my soulmate. And then all of a sudden, they suddenly are someone else. They're suddenly the opposite of that, or they're whatever that, you know, we have to mourn the person we thought we had first. We do. Yep. Thank you, Jesse. Big hugs and love to you. Thank you, Tara. I appreciate you. Jen says conspiracy. Same here. I'm sorry. That stinks. Yes. Yes. Robin says people mistype all the time on MBTI, INFJs, and INFPs mistype as each other all the time. That's probably true. Triple Gemini says we live our lives based on what people have said to us growing up. It's a subconscious level that we don't control. Oh, I agree with that up to a point until you decide to begin to control it, right? In my opinion. Because I certainly did not know until I knew. When I figured out that I had control, when I figured out that I could decide and I needed to rethink everything, well, that changed my whole life. Just that discovery that I could make a choice, that it was okay to not only be myself, but it was okay to explore my beliefs and choose which, you know, did I believe that or not? Like, I had to really do a lot of soul searching. It changed my whole life. Yeah. Conspiracy says he let his mask slip completely off when I started to not give him supply and gray rock him. My ex-BFF was my greatest support, and now I no longer have her. I'm so sorry. That is horrible, and I'm so sorry. Kimberly says, I would advise people who are in extended grieving to focus on making healthy connections with healthy people. Kimberly is right. She says, I know after my divorce, I was so isolated and after years of abuse that scared away my friends. I agree that it is important to make healthy connections. And part of that is, you know, connecting with other survivors, but not just other survivors. You know, you're absolutely right. E-Rock says, nobody has ever really given the respect and love my sister deserved after her death because I come from a narcissist family system. I'm so sorry. And I've heard similar stories from other survivors where someone passes away and they never talk about it again. I have one client whose mother passed away in a very sort of suspicious way, and it was never spoken of again. And then when she did, as an adult, ask questions, she was pushed aside and told that, what does it matter anyway? It's terrible. It should never have been that way. Yes, Jen. Jen says, and remember, it's okay to feel your emotions. Yes. And in fact, you must feel your emotions. That's where I was wrong. When I tried to heal myself, I didn't even know what I was dealing with at the time. But what I did wrong was I shoved them down and I didn't allow myself to feel them. I was like, nope, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. And that is not, it does not work. You can fake being happy for a while, but the truth is it's going to come back up and it's not going to be good. And unless you actually allow yourself to feel the feelings, work through the feelings, and then move forward and choose to be happy. You must first work through the stuff, right? Okay. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Tara. E-Rock says, and when my mother gave the eulogy at the funeral, it sounded like she was doing it for a stranger. She doesn't know my sister, except to the degree to where she terrorized her. And that is the worst. That is the worst. Yes. It was so fake. And that's, you know what? I'm sorry for your sister, and I'm sorry for you, because that's horrible that she had to live her whole life like that and then was eulogized by someone who did that to her. I'm so sorry, E-Rock. Triple Gemini says, if we change our core beliefs, we will change our life. Truth. E-Rock says, she said things about her that sounded nice, but really had nothing to do with who she was or anything. And then the crocodile tears. Yeah, I would feel disgusted by that as well. Bonnie feels you on that. She says, I've also come from an arc family system. I've ditched most of them now. Better off. Same. Catherine says, I'm loving the red. Thank you. Hello, Catherine. How are you, my friend? Well said, Triple Gemini, says Jen. Yeah, Conspiracy says, he makes me feel like giving up altogether. I totally get it. E-Rock says, Bonnie, I feel very stuck. The silver lining is that I did not live with them, and I have not for a long time, since I was like 18. Same. There are some shifts 7 or 8 years ago where I accepted help. UNA says, so Glenda, take a deep breath. You are here for a reason, and you have every right to your dreams. It really does get better, and you're so right. I, for some reason, didn't see Glenda's comment. I'm sorry about that, Glenda, but thank you, UNA, for touching on that for her. All right, I am technically out of time, so what I'm going to do right now is what I should have done at the end of our original discussion. I'm going to do, time to read the cards, okay? So, as always, we are going to start with the Dialectical Behavior Skills Therapy deck. Let me see, is that showing? Can you see that? All right. And this card for today is Assess the Feelings, Threat Balance. So I'm going to read it to you and then I'm going to show it to you. And if you need to pause the video to write it down, you can. This is your homework for today. Before reacting in emotional situations, assess your feelings, threat balance. Compare your emotional intensity, 0 to 10, to the actual threat level, 0 to 10. If they're close, take action using values, wise mind, or problem solving. But if your feelings are much higher than the threat, choose a coping skill instead. Try it today. So this will give you, let me see if you can, I don't know if you can read that. This should give you, guys, I don't know if this is showing. Can anybody tell me if you can read it? I don't think you can read it. Okay, well, I'll just read it one more time. Before reacting in emotional situations, assess the feelings threat balance. Compare your emotional intensity, 0 to 10, to the actual threat level. If they're close, do something about it. Take action using your values, your wise mind, or problem solving. But if the feelings are much higher than the threat, choose a coping skill instead. Try it today. This actually works really well for us as survivors, because a lot of times we do feel more of a threat than we need to. And then sometimes we're not quite as aware as we need to, depending on where we are in our healing. So yeah, definitely a good idea to assess the feelings and the threat and how that balances out. All right. Next up, this one will be a little easier to write down. The Super Attractor deck, we're going to pull, this is the deck by Gabrielle Bernstein, and we're going to pull our daily affirmation card from that. And here's our card. It says, my greatest, write this down because this is your affirmation for today. And I want you to focus on this whenever you get a chance today. My greatest spiritual shifts don't come through force, they come through freedom. My greatest spiritual shifts don't come through force, they come through freedom. I hope that's helpful. All right. Yes, E-Rock, you are right. Some people definitely have survivor guilt. All right. I am scrolling on down. Now listen, go ahead and continue to, thank you, Catherine. Continue to share your thoughts and your feelings in the chat. I will see you tomorrow, and I'll be back on Thursday with another live session, but tomorrow I'll have a ShineBuzz video for you. And since a lot of you did, did say you wanted to see the narcissist video, I will try to make that, but it won't be a ShineBuzz video, so it will be probably on Saturday or Sunday that I post that, if you're interested, all right? But still come back for ShineBuzz, even if you don't want to watch the video. All right. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. Thanks for letting me be a part of yours. If you want to know more about personality types outside of narcissism, let me know. I will look for someone who is more educated about it than me and maybe bring them on for an interview or a live stream where we can talk with one of those people. Let me know. Other than that, I will see you. Oh, truth, Mo Cowboy. Yeah. All right, I'll see you guys soon. Love y'all. Have a great Tuesday. Oh, I forgot to say, I'll be back later for a live stream with Dana, assuming she's available for it, in just over 2 hours. We'll be over on her channel today. So if you haven't subscribed to Thrive After Abuse, make sure you do that as well. All right, see you soon.